The First Lady, also the Minister of Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni, while presiding over the release of the 2025 Uganda Certificate of Education examinations on Friday, says that 20% increase in the number of candidates who sat for Uganda Certificate of Education examinations under the second cohort of the lower secondary competence-based curriculum is affirmation of improved retention of learners in schools and low absenteeism levels, which she attributes to improvement in the national education system. Janet Museveni also elaborates on the new grading system and categorization of candidates' performance from result 1 to 3 and what each signifies as per the UNEB grading system.
I remember that when the 2024 UCE results were released, there was a mixed understanding of the meaning of result 1, result 2, and result 3, as you heard Mr. Bong try to explain to us, as shown in the academic transcript and certificate. Result 1 now means that the candidate qualifies to receive UCE certificate. Result 2 indicates that the candidate did not fulfill all the conditions of award of a UCE certificate. Such conditions include absence of project score, sitting for fewer subjects, there being no continuous assessment score. And lastly, result 3 implies that the candidate will not receive a UCE certificate because he or she achieved a competence level that is below the basic level of competence in applying the acquired knowledge and skills in real life situations in all the subjects.
The Minister of Education informed Ugandans that the National Curriculum Development Center is undertaking the review of all other aspects of education system, including the primary and A-level curricula for Uganda to fully attain the desired curriculum for Uganda's education system. Janet Museveni commended the national education management bodies, including UNEB, for fostering progressive interventions.